The makers of Weber's Bread present your all-star Western theater.
Drifting along.
Hollywood comes your all-star Western theater, starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. Our guest today is Columbia Pictures cowboy singing star, Ken Curtis. This is Cottonseed Park, and here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
There's a rainbow over the rain, and the skies are blue again. The rolling thunder fills in the far-off hills. There's a rainbow over the rain. Hear the cowboys yippee-i-yo, while the dogs is mill and low. The sun is bright and high in the prairie sky. There's a rainbow over the rain. I've been told there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow lane. But I found the trail just a magic veil that's worn in the wind and rain. It's a grand and glorious day, and the clouds have rolled away. The rain and thunder is still in the far off hills. There's a rainbow over the rain. I've been told there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow lane. But I found the trail just a magic veil that's born in the wind and rain. It's a grand and glorious day, and the clouds have rolled away. The faint thunder tills in the far off hills. There's a rainbow over the rain.
In the jive language of today, a vault cowboy is a cowpoke who is on the beam, a puncher who is hip to what's new and solid in whatever he does. In the old days, such a cowboy was merely referred to as a top hand. It just goes to show that it doesn't make much difference what kind of language is used as long as the quality is there. A good cowboy is a good cowboy in any language. Today, it's the same with Weber's Bread. Weber's Bread is good bread, no matter how you ask your grocer for it. You can tell him you want a loaf of Weber's bread, or you can ask for a loaf of the bread that comes in the famous blue gingham wrapper. He'll know what you mean. And remember, for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Weber's is the bread that adds the extra enjoyment to every meal. Buy a loaf of Weber's bread next time you go shopping.
Well, you listeners of the All-Star Western Theater are in for a real Western treat today, for we've roped and tied one of the screen's great new Western singing stars to come a-calling on you. And we know you'll be mighty happy to join with us, and a big welcome to Ken Curtis. And with him, we welcome a return visit from America's great cowboy champion, Marty Montana. And now to our Western drama for today, entitled The Vault Cowboy, starring Ken Curtis with Monty Montana, Foy Willing, Al Sloy, Jimmy Dean, Johnny Paul, Joe Forte, and Helen Gerald. Owned and operated by old Tom Kilgore, well, it's just like any other cattle ranch. It has cattle, horses, corrals, stables, and everything else that goes to make a well-equipped ranch. It has cowhands, too, but that's where the hitch comes in. There's such an unusual variety of hired help that it keeps the old man in one sweat after another. For example, there's Foy Willing. Give him a guitar, pencil, and paper, and he'll write songs till the cows come home. He's always making up rhymes.
Let's see now. There's Moon, June, Soon, Too Soon, Makey Room. I could finish this by tomorrow noon.
And then there's Marty, who spends most of his time practicing cowboy yells. Then there's Al. He's always telling funny jokes.
And then he says to him, who's that lady I saw you eating with? And he says, that wasn't no lady I was eating with. That was my knife. Oh!
And Jimmy is the one that spends every spare moment playing gin rummy with himself.
Well, let's see. Lost again. Well, that means I owe myself $112.70. Hey, that's pretty good profit for a loser.
Then there's Johnny. Does nothing but practice on that fool fiddle. But the one that's got everybody's interest in an uproar is Ken. Ken has only been on the ranch a month or two now, but from his actions, he no doubt comes from the far, far west, West Glendale. At any rate, Ken is a cowboy cat that latched on to the groovy lingo of the more mellow Rooney advocates of the Reenie Rooty. In other words, he might be called a vout cowboy. At the moment, the entire gang of ranch hands has the owner, Tom Kilgore, in an uproar.
Now, look, boys, I've had all of this foolishness. I'm going to stand around this ranch. Why, it's just...
Now, boss, you're just getting yourself all worked up over nothing.
Yeah.
Say, you know, you remind me of a feller who walked into a
saloon. If you started another one of those unfunny jokes of yours, I'll throw this chair at you.
Oh, this is a good one, old boss. The feller walks into the saloon. He says, give me a drink.
Yeah.
Well, the barkeep serves him a glass of water. He tastes of it and says, what is this stuff? Well, the barkeep says, that's water.
Yeah.
The drunk says, something new, eh? Well, you can take my word for it. It'll never sell.
It stinks.
I wish you guys would be quiet. I'm trying to make up a rhyme, and I can't think.
Oh, so the poet can't think. What are you writing now? Your last will and testimony in rhyme?
Nope. But say, that would be a clever idea.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Pa didn't raise no corn last year. Pa raised nothing to sell. Pa didn't raise no beans at all. He was in the city raising...
Yeah, but...
he was having lots of fun.
No one but a moron would write that.
Oh, go.
You ought to be back in the fourth grade of school.
Never got that far in school.
That's easy to believe.
But I was the only boy in the third grade that could vote.
Will you stop playing that infernal fiddle?
Oh, boss, let me play just one piece.
Yeah, let's have some music, Johnny.
Yeah,
come on. All right. What can you play besides nothing?
Here's a brand new one, boss. It'll be a big hit.
Yeah?
Good for you, Johnny. What's the name of it?
It's called Arkansas Travel. Listen.
Now, that's what I call real music. A hillbilly starter.
Hiya, Gates. And what's jumping in the skillet besides grease?
Well, howdy, Ken.
When you walked in, I was about to enjoy some good music.
If you think that square fair is music, then your clock needs winding.
Yeah.
And what's wrong with my music?
You're out of meter, Skeeter.
Well, then maybe you could do better.
Natch, Mac. I'm a fiddling vulture with musical culture. I'm known as the Toscanini of Tennessee. Here, toss me that cigar box with the baling wire and horsehair handle, and I'll give the Arkansas Traveler a zooty ride on Cloud 13.
Here you are, Ken. Now let's have something.
One of you cats latch onto that squeeze box there, and we'll take off like Sally Rand. Everybody stand back, or you might get some of it on you.
I've heard fiddle players in my day, but that was about the best I ever heard in all my life.
You should get a load of my fiddle playing after I've had a few blocks of sin.
Kindly talk sideways. I've had about all of this I can stand. I'm going to bed, and good night.
Good night.
You know, the boss must have had some.
He's all right. Just the shade square. He's rusty.
Ken, I'm trying to write a new song. Maybe you can help me.
Jackson... your eyeballs are now blinking at a songwriter that is nothing short of terrific.
What did you ever write?
I wrote Stardust by Hoagy Carmichael, Blue Skies by Irving Berlin, San Antonio Reni by Bob Wills. But my newest song is the successor to Cement Mixer, Putty Putty by Slim Gaylor.
And what do you call it?
Pinball Machine Tilty Tilty by Martin Tilton. Oh, no. A mellow little ditty I whipped up in one of my relaxing moments.
Now, someone's at the door. Get it, Johnny.
Say, maybe that's Monty. He's running late tonight. Hello, Monty. Come on in. Hi, old silverware.
Come in, Monty. How are you?
Hiya, Jackson. What's terrific, boy?
Well, I've been over to Lem Wiggins' house learning some new cowboy yells.
Look, Monty, I don't dig you. Why all the boomy routine with a cowboy yell?
Oh, I don't know. I just like to yell, I guess.
Now, look, Jackson, that doesn't make sense. You're liable to rip your radar. Come on now. Why do you do it?
Well, listen, Ken, there's no particular reason.
Fair deal, McNeil, but it don't gel. There's got to be a reason for it when a grown-up man is hip to yelling his cotton-picking head off.
Now, look, Ken, some people like to ride horses, and some like to play the fiddle. Then there's some like to write poetry, but me, I like to holler.
That Monty had better come down out of the stratosphere. He's going to drift around up there and stump his toe on an angel.
That Monty's a great boy.
Oh, he's sharp as a fresh set on cactus plant, all right. Say, boys, how about making with the music?
That's a good idea, provided you do the singing.
Then let's go. Here's a musical cousin to the pickle in the middle with the mustard on top called Rudy Toot Galoot. I'm Rudy Tootin', highfalutin', Rudy Toot Galoot. I rant and rare and roar and tear and ride and rope and shoot. The women cry when I ride by, but I don't give a hoot. I'm Rudy Tootin', highfalutin', Rudy Toot Galoot. I tell them I'm their own, and then I leave them all alone. From sunny San Antonio to Butte. Hey, I'm a courtin', sportin', real rip, snortin', sorta kind of brute. Just a Rudy Tootin', highfalutin', Rudy Toot Galoot. For Western music, boys, that's as solid as a sick kitten on a warm brick, I mean to say.
Hey, did I ever tell you fellas the one about the boy who took his gal out riding in his car and the car went out of gas?
Don't believe you did. How's he go?
It don't go. You have to push it.
Say, I wonder who that can be. Answer the door, Johnny.
It ain't said nothing.
Boy, are you square. Get me a cigar box and I'll cut your hair.
Never mind. I'll get it.
How do you do? I hope I'm not intruding.
Absolutely not. This is the right place. Come on in. What's your name?
My name is Clementine Carelder. We're your new neighbors, and I thought the least I could do would be to drop over and get acquainted.
Well, my darling Clementine, come right on in and meet the boys.
Anything like that since I left Georgia.
Boys, this is our new neighbor, Miss Clementine.
Carruthers.
Carruthers, and she wants to get acquainted.
Oh, you
This is Al, Jimmy, Johnny, and Ken.
I'm right proud to know you, gentlemen. But you didn't tell me your name.
I'm willing.
I beg your pardon.
You'll have to excuse these boys. They're not very hip with the manners for a classy lassie with a flashy chassis like you.
I beg your pardon.
Clementine, you're fine as wine, and I opine I got the time.
I do declare.
Here comes Monty. Say, boys, what's going on here? Monty, this is our new neighbor, Miss Clementine...
Carruthers.
Carruthers.
How do you do, Monty?
Hidey-ho!
Oh,
wee!
Oh, how simply flattering. I haven't had a man fall for me since I left Georgia.
Yes, sir. That Monty is a vowed scout. Dr. McBooty in person.
I don't quite understand, Mr. King.
He's in. Mellow. Solid. Vowed O'Rooney.
Oh, heard of Mickey Rooney.
Don't you dig me?
Dinky. Are you feeling well, sir?
Everything's avocado, honey. I'm just a lad with sharp learning.
Oh, I'm so glad for you. Well, boys, I must be moving along. Tomorrow is Monday, and I have an enormous wash to put out.
Do you mean that you put out a washing on Monday?
Every Monday for years.
Then tell me, honey, how do you stay so round, so firm, so fully packed? Ain't I misbehaving, Raven?
Well, good night to you all. And when Mr. Montana comes too, say good night to him for me, will you?
Now, don't rush off, Clementine.
Yeah, don't do nothing hasty, Tasty.
Let's sing her a song, boys.
Do you boys sing?
Natch, and they're rugged and terrific. They're running over with rooty rhythms.
And they seem to be such nice boys.
Here's a little song special for you, Clementine. When the bloom is on the stage.
To most folks, there's a spot that lives forever. Deep down within their fondest memories. Though I have been a rover, I have never found any place that I had rather be.
When I found a time in Texas and a bloom is on the stage, then I long to be in Texas, back riding on the range. Just smell the bacon frying when it's sizzling in the pan. Hear the breakfast horn in the early morning, drinking coffee from a can. Just a riding, rocking, roping, pounding leather all day long. Just a swaying, sweating, swearing, listening to a cowhand song. How it beckons and I reckon I would work for any way. Just to be again, to be free again when the bloom is on the stage.
I must run along now. My husband will be worried about me.
Her spouse is in the house.
Your what?
My husband. You must meet him sometime. Heavens, the best. What was that?
Lightning just struck that cloud I've been riding on.
Oh, I'm so terribly sorry. I hope it doesn't rain. Well, goodbye, boy.
Goodbye.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You know, we get a new neighbor like her and she has to be married.
Hey, boys, we better bring Monty around.
Yeah, here, I'll throw this bucket of water on him. He's coming too now.
How you feeling, Monty?
Everything's old booty mascooty. Hubba, hubba.
Well, what do you know? He's hip. He's vouched.
Come on, Ken, leave me that flick chick.
She went home to her husband, Monty.
Oh, that's a shame, and she was so C-A-R.
Hey, Monty, look, I don't latch on. What is C-A-R?
Cute and rugged.
Yeah!
Boy, do you act like a square. Get a cigar box, and I'll give you a haircut.
A blood brother. This is sensei.
Hey, boys, look what I just read in the paper here.
Oh, I didn't even know you could read.
Oh, get on your gin rum again there, man. Look, it says right here, it says, Benny Dorsey, the famous orchestra leader, is going to give $5,000 for the best Western song.
Let me see that.
Hmm.
Well, what do you know about that? This is for us.
Let me see that paper.
Here.
$5,000. What a mess of letters. Well, come on, boys, let's get busy.
Oh, I'd rather play gin rum and myself if I can make more money.
Oh, I'm going to send in gags to the joke editors and make my pile that way.
Yep. Well, what are you going to do, Monty?
Just holler, that's all.
And that leaves it to us, boy.
Then let's get a good night's sleep and start writing the first thing in the morning.
Solid, Sam, but for a good night, let's sing one of those mellow little lullabies like Yip Yip Da Hootie.
Now, wait a minute, Ken. Why don't you come over onto our side of the corral and sing that grand cowboy song, Cowboy Serenade?
Then get ready to commence to begin.
Hand me that guitar, Sloy.
Here you are.
While I'm rolling my last cigarette, sing that cowboy song I never will forget. the sun's almost set, and I'm rolling my last cigarette through the sagebrush when evening is near. Comes that melody a cowboy holds so dear. Yippee-ki-yay, the sun's almost set, and I'm rolling my last cigarette. Come on, old paint, this time we're riding alone. Gonna meet her where the good green pastures are grown. So while twilight and purple hills fade, from a campfire comes that cowboy serenade. Yippee-ki-yay, the sun's almost set, and I'm rolling my last cigarette. Yippee-ki-yay, 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 yippee-ki-yay.
I'm ready, Gate. Let's ride us off.
Well, I've been up riding for hours. I got it half finished now.
Well, Rudy, let me give it the old eyeball.
Here you are, and if that don't win the $5,000, nothing will.
Let me see. What have you got here? Way down along the Alamo lived a boy of old San Antone. He used to ride the trail under the stars. Are you kidding with this stuff?
Well, those are good lyrics. What are you talking about?
Look, son, the song is dead. It ain't hip. You're not with it. Benny Dorsey has a swing band. He wants something zooty, loud, roomy.
Then start coming up with something.
Okay, McVeigh. Now listen to this. Way down along the Alamo lived a devout cowboy that's a real hip jaw. Now let's see. Oh, yeah, I got it. He used to hit the trail with a beat, and what he was singing to that hoof and meat was strictly a diller, a hillbilly killer from old Amarillo. Zeet!
By golly, Ken, that's pretty good.
Pretty good. Why, that's as hip as a drip with a whip. Come down off of that cloud and let's finish this epic. Now, look, from here on in, we've got to...
This is Benny Dorsey, ladies and gentlemen, speaking to you from Hollywood. Tonight, we're concluding our big $5,000 Western songwriting contest, and we have the winners here to sing it for you. The song selected was written by some singing cowboys of the Bar 4 Ranch, Foy Willing and Ken Curtis, and they're going to join with the writers of the Purple Sage and the band to sing their $5,000 song, which they call The Vout Cowboys. Sing it, boys.
Way down along the Alamo lived a vout cowboy, just a real hippo. He used to hit the trail. And what he was singing to that hoof and me was strictly a diller, a hillbilly killer from old Amarillo.
Bootity, 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 booty, my scooty, get along, little Rainy. Bootity, 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 booty, kai, yippee, kai, bow. Bootity, bootity, booty, my scooty, Rose of San Antonio, Rainy. Every evening I be riding it out.
At dawn, he just rolled out his back. Morning was no time to get college jack.
Why, he would wait until it was right. And he knew the right time had to be at night. He's strictly a diller,
a hillbilly killer. Booty, 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 booty.
He's a vow cowboy. Get along, Dobaroo.
Sing a song, Mellow Rudy.
Jog along, Booty, booty.
Booty, 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 booty.
He's a vow cowboy.
Star Ken Curtis will be back with you folks in a few moments.
Well, the doings that we've just heard at the Bar 4 Ranch go to show that you can't always tell. It looked like old Tom Kilgore had a peculiar assortment of cowpunchers to help him run his ranch. But when the chips were down, the boys came through. Today, Weber's Bread comes through, too. Weber's Bread is well-mixed and well-baked. It has a firm, even texture and a delicious flavor that make it an enjoyable part of every meal. As toast for breakfast, sandwiches for lunchboxes, and when served with more elaborate meals, Weber's Bread is always good bread. Buy Weber's Bread. You'll find it on your grocer's shelves in the famous blue gingham wrapper, and you'll like it.
Now here comes Foy Willing back to the microphone with today's guest star, Ken Curtis.
Well, Ken, it's been real nice having you with us on our All-Star Western Theater again today.
Well, thank you, Foy. With all the overseas work I've done with you writers of the Purple Sage and Cottonseed Clark, it just naturally makes me feel at home to be here.
Now tell us, what is the latest Ken Curtis picture over at Columbia Studios?
Well, my newest release, Foy, is Singing on the Trail. I hope some of our listeners will drop by to see it sometime.
I know they'll do just that, Ken. Again, it's been real nice having you here.
Well, I hope you'll invite me back soon. So long, everybody.
So long to you, Ken Curtis. And our thanks also to Monty Montana for his appearance today. Monty, we're going to look for you back again real soon.
Thank you, partner, and I reckon I'll be mighty glad to be here.
Here they are, folks, men of the West from out of the West with a real song of the West. America's great Western singing stars, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, singing one of your all-time favorites at the Rainbow's End.
I travel this whole world over, and now I'm going down to the Rainbow's End. From
your All-Star Western Theater, a V.M. Bear production starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. Our guest today has been Ken Curtis. My name is Cotton C. Clark.
This program came to you from the studios of KNX, Columbia Square.
KNX, Los Angeles, the voice of Hollywood. 24 seconds until 5 p.m. BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time.